Teen Tech Talk for August. Welcome to Teen Tech Talk for April 10th. This is episode 29. Jeff Salawi, joined here by Dale and Jorgen. Corey unfortunately can't make it. Well, he's listening in, but he doesn't have a mic yet because he's a cheap bum. But the big news this week, hell has indeed frozen over. You should probably get into your bunkers now, store up on food, you know, buy lots of bread. You can try to last the winter now because boot camp, Apple's boot camp has come out, and it allows you to dual boot Windows and Mac OS X supported out of the box. This is going to be coming in the next release, built into Leopard 10.5, but now it's not looking good.
Do you think you could say any more times?
Yeah, I know.
Jorgen sounds like he's going out again.
Oh my god!
But no, it's not good, Dale. What are your thoughts on it? I keep saying well, but I don't know because I don't know.
Yeah, well, there I go.
Serious of dude.
Well, some of my ideas are that it's not as bad as you might think it is, because on the positive note, if a lot of people go to Macs because they know it's good hardware, it looks nice, it's pretty, and if these are the type of people who may perhaps write malicious code, now that they can run Windows, maybe they won't care, they won't integrate themselves into the whole OS X community. I don't care if people run Windows XP on their Apple computers, because I like the whole Mac community being a bunch of people who really care about what they're doing. And if people want to run Windows, then fine, they're not part of the community. Whatever.
Yeah, it's good for the consumer, I guess. But the only thing is, what could be bad is that, say, you know, like this is your situation, you want Autodesk, say they were thinking about making a version of AutoCAD for Mac, but now since it can boot Windows, they can say, well, if you really want AutoCAD, you just dual boot to Windows, and then they don't have to do that. So say this is really out there. Say Adobe didn't want to release it for Mac, it would never happen. But say
that would piss people off.
They would say, well, nice since you can dual boot on Windows, we're just going to make a Windows version. So I think that could be a downside.
Yeah. I don't think they do that as much, though. It depends on the application. I mean, a lot of the things that are already on Windows, I don't think they're going to bring them over. But, I mean, this does wonders for the gaming community. As you can see from Corey's little blog post, how he thinks that there should be a gaming iMac. But I don't like that idea at all.
Oh, yeah, he was talking to me about that. I don't think that's a very bad, stupid idea, because A, Apple, you know, Jobs and them, they're all for simplicity, you know, they're on aesthetically pleasing boxes. Corey was, I think he was even mentioning, was it Corey or someone, that having different colors and stuff, and like, making, you know, having, being more like Dell and having like a gaming machine and gaming things. A, I don't think Apple's gonna, would even think about, you know, tailoring to a gaming market, because honestly, the gaming market is not really that big. And it's not big at all, Mac. People might think everybody games. A lot of kids think that, but no, because it's a lot of kids, and all your friends who are technical people are in it. So like we might think, oh, everybody uses Firefox, but everybody doesn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the gaming out of teenagers, it's not that big. You know, once you get into the majority of, you know, people who are older, they're using it just for work and word processing and doing taxes and stuff like that. And Apple would not do a gaming thing. I don't see why they would need to.
That's what there's an Xbox for.
Exactly. And the majority of Mac people are design people.
Okay. Where's my microphone?
Jorgen sounds, once again, like the robot from Lost in Space. Actually, the robot from Lost in Space is very clear. He sounds like, I don't know. He just sounds like crap. We're talking to Jorgen from outer space right now. That's where he sounds like he's coming from. But also, speaking of, along with Windows XP on a Mac, Dale and I use the Parallels virtualization, kind of like a virtual PC, the other day. And it ran pretty well, wouldn't you say, Dale?
Very well. Windows XP installed probably in like 10 minutes. The normal 40-minute install process. It froze a couple times during the install, but it didn't actually really freeze. It more locked up and just stayed there. But when everything was running, it ran very quickly.
Yeah, and definitely when using it, it was just like using a regular PC. You know, it seemed like it was running just on like really fast. And one thing you couldn't do, like you can do in virtual PC, is drag from one to the other. But it's actually really, really great. That would be an option that I would use if I needed to, but I'm really not going to know. But if I really, really needed to, that's what I would do instead of having to dual boot. Going back to the boot camp, this is a good thing that I would use boot camp, but not for Windows. I'd put a distro of Linux on it. So say when I get to college, I want to start developing. You know, I have to do projects and say I need to work on, you know, I don't know, a Linux distribution, or say I need to work on on Solaris and I need to make I need a Sun box, so I could just put it on there. And then, so that's what I would probably use it for. So it is a good thing. So you can make it easier for if you want to develop for, say, Linux on the Mac platform now. That's a good plus. So you don't have to run Windows, so. But maybe if I wanted to try Vista, but I'd still stick to Linux and Mac.
I guess that probably works out pretty well for you because you have the iMac, and that has a decent amount of hard drive space. If I were to have, like, my MacBook Pro, they don't have capacities beyond, like, 120 gigs. I'm not going to really do any more than dual booting, because then you just get to the point, it's like, what? Why even bother having, like, 5 gigs of space on each partition?
Definitely.
Maybe those perpendicular drives or something, but I doubt that'll be out in time for when I buy mine.
Got it, Dale. Oh, next. Solid state,
Huh?
So you're gonna think next? No, what next for your MacBook in August? A solid state? No, you want everything in it?
No, I wasn't expecting anything by then. I'm just expecting the processor. That's all I'm waiting on.
All
right. I believe that in August they will be using the new 64-bit processor that they have already run tests on, and because just look at a similar situation with the MacBook Pro. It was like 2 days after the Intel chip came out, they came out with the MacBook Pro. And I think with the relationship that Intel and Apple are having, that it is very likely that as soon as that mobile chip comes out, they will be using it.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you. Yeah, Jorgen's back.
Yeah.
I agree, you sound much better.
To quote Steve Jobs, that's what backup systems are for.
Yeah. You're not like Bill Gates. You're like, oh God. We got a blue screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the problem came when I installed Media Center on that sucker, so I should probably do a format soon.
5 people getting fired right now. Alright, so we were just talking about boot camp. If you want to put in your 2 cents. I said it would be, the only thing I would use it for is Linux.
Ah, dude. Do you never game, ever?
No. I had an Xbox 360 in here for about, like, 2 months, and I gamed a total of maybe 40 hours.
What about Half-Life, Jeff?
I'm talking about LAN gaming.
No, I played back in November, I just for 1 week, I just played Half-Life 2, but then I sold my computer. I really don't need to.
I agree. I haven't gamed in months, nice to have the opportunity.
I'm busy as it is.
Yeah, me too.
Now I'm just worried about my app, so that's where all my time is going.
You're gonna need that Windows though to run that .NET version of Corypia though.
I'm not in charge of it.
You'll at least need to evaluate it, won't you?
I can go over to Steve's house and look at it.
Yeah, you should tell him that I have a lot of good ebooks on C# on my server.
Oh, I'll definitely look it up. But we got one by from Sam's, I think.
Yeah.
But,
you have ebooks on your server, really?
Huh. Ebooks, yeah.
I did not check that out. I will definitely go look at that later.
Oh.
And speaking of my app, I got, if anyone was trying to access the site, on Tuesday, I got on the front page of Dig. I didn't dig it. I don't know who did, but,
I dug it.
You didn't? Well, I mean, I didn't submit it, but, there was a lot of traffic. I was on Dig. I posted one story, like, to my one, the blog when it first started, and this was,
Yeah, you're on this week's top stories still.
Yeah, no, it was, there were a lot of hits. Let's say I was within thousands. I've gotten in the last, week. Well, in the last just few days, there's been like 25,000 hits. That's for the main. That's just the one site. But altogether, let me pull up some of the stats. The downloads of the app, I'm very impressed with them. Very happy. And so far, it's at 11,308.
And it's not just downloading, people are really liking it.
I know, I really like that. And like the 0.2 version, which was the one that got dug originally, that was like, I knew they put that together really quickly and there was some bugs in it, but tonight I'm releasing 0.2.2, which is squashes a lot of those bugs. But no, I'm really happy, and I'm getting a lot of great feedback in email. We've gotten like $20 through donations.
Ooh.
Which helps a little bit. But we had to buy RAM, a gigabyte RAM, from Crucial, and that cost $130. And So if anyone is listening and likes the app, if you want to help us out, you send us, a few bucks. Like $2 will help.
So you still haven't gotten any cease and desist letters?
No cease and desist, thank God. Fingers crossed.
Oh my God, that was really loose.
Don't jinx it. Don't jinx this.
I jinxed you before.
I don't know. But, I'm really happy. Like, there's been a lot of great things. I got on cool macOS apps. They gave us, I think I mentioned that last time. They gave us 4 stars, 4.5, whatever. And then great reviews on Mac Update, 4.5 there, too. Then freemacware.com gave us, put us on their site. So it's been really great. There's been, a lot of great feedback, and I'm looking forward to it. I really like programming and then giving it out to people. Like, when people are using it, it just makes me happy,
To see it pays off.
Yeah, it's nice to see that. I don't care about making money right now. It's really nice that people are enjoying what I make, and it really makes it all worth it. So
it's all because of that amazingly detailed icon. It's that's the reason, Jeff.
Yes.
Exactly. You see my point.
Mm. But if anyone's listening who uses it, the next release, right now it's dependent on scripts on the server, but on the next release, 0.3, after 0.2.2, it'll run all standalone and be much faster. So that's enough about me. What other stories did we talk about?
Did we mention Cringely?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Should probably talk a little bit about that. I posted blog posts here today about
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, his last column, he mentioned that he thought that Apple was going to release OS X for normal PCs.
That would be bad. That would be
awesome.
Be bad.
That would be
that would
awesome.
Be bad. Very very bad. Very bad.
Okay, it's nice to be idealistic and all, but let's face it, Apple wants to make money, and that's the way they're going to make it. So.
I don't. I know Apple likes to make money, but as long as Steve Jobs, I don't think is in charge, I don't think it's going to happen. But because they're going to learn from their mistakes. They did it before, back in like the mid '90s, when I think Gil Amelio was in charge, and they. Were licensed to get to the Mac clones, and then the Mac clones were selling at lower than Apple's than Apple hardware, and then they started losing a lot of money.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to happen.
Because I think you're definitely right with that. Because I mean, Apple does make a lot of money off of their hardware, and
this would hurt Apple more than help.
They would lose a lot of their sales because a lot of Apple users are. Definitely looking for a good bargain, but they could lose it that simply.
Hold on a second. Keep talking. I'm going to get a book. I have stats in it.
Okay, good. That would pain me to see that happen.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm totally sure. I'm going to sound totally like Dvorak right now, but...
Well, Dvorak's probably going nuts after boot camp. He's like, oh, I told everyone, look, I'm wrong.
I haven't really heard that much from him, but he said this back in August of last year that he thought this was going to happen. And it's true what he says. Bill Gates is a software man, and he's the richest man in the world. And you got to believe that Apple's shareholders are kicking Steve's ass and saying him, you know,
I think proportionally, though, they'll lose more in hardware due to that. Because a lot of people buy to have the operating system.
Perhaps, but that's only 4% of people who are buying the hardware. I'm totally sure it's going to... Perhaps the Mac fanatics will... there'll be less Mac fanatics, but I'm totally sure this is the way Apple's going to go.
I'm not sure if they'd be ready for that type of large-scale deployment. I mean...
Yeah, perhaps not now, but...
Because I don't think... It just wouldn't seem like the software base would be there, because if you could technically go and install that in every single like computer in a whole corporation, a lot of corporate software is not ready for the Mac. I don't think it.
Windows would still be the same.
It could take over the desktop, I guess, but then people would be lacking on the gaming, and then they'd be like, why don't I game on Windows XP? It would create a big mess.
I'm gonna say it's gonna hit desktop users, and it's gonna create an alternative to Windows.
I think it would create a big mess if it did that. I think it would screw up the developer community.
It's gonna grow like crazy. Come on, it's 90. They go from 4% to per.
And that's when the viruses start coming.
That's true, but that's if their operating system is so good, they should be prepared for that.
What's wrong with macOS having a
small
market?
There's nothing wrong with it.
If people want to use Windows, they can use Windows. If they want to use a better operating system, they can use a Mac and buy a Mac. That's what you can do.
That's true.
It doesn't matter if there's 95%. You can still do everything you need to do on Windows. Besides gaming, you can still do it on a Mac. So why do we need 100% market share?
Because the Windows community wants an alternative. Not all people love Windows.
So I think OS X should be a perk of the hardware.
If Windows people want a different, if they really are that, you know, intense on hating Windows, there's nothing stopping them from buying new hardware and using Mac OS X or running Linux for that matter. But if they want to use Mac, to buy a Mac.
Linux is not.
Don't want to run Windows, then they can buy a Mac.
Then they'll lose a lot of. They have training in the Windows operating system, and they have training in those types of app. And people can't afford Macs that cost $2,000 per machine.
Then they can live. Then they can live with Windows, so they can stop complaining.
Yeah, I don't know. Perfection costs
money.
Yeah, I didn't really say what I meant about boot camp, but boot camp is that everybody wins.
Except the people with MacBook Pros who can't right click.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm looking for the stats of how much money Apple lost, but Steve Jobs said that the Mac clones were leeches. And after he took charge, he stopped all the clones from licensing.
I'm thinking they'll lose money at first, but eventually when people see that, they have an OS X setup and they have a Windows setup, they start using OS X, which they've never heard about before this, and they start adopting to it, and perhaps the next time they buy something, they'll say, hey, perhaps a Mac.
Apple would lose a lot in the hardware, don't you think that? Think how much money they make a lot more money on hardware than they do on software.
Yeah, they're a hardware company, but they could become a software and a hardware company. There's nothing wrong with being both.
No, this is what would happen. You can't be both. You can't have dominant market software and hardware. If they start selling their software to...
They lose the hardware sales.
They're going to lose all their hardware sales.
They're not going to lose hardware sales, but their hardware sales...
Yes, they will.
Yes, they will.
No, because...
They'll lose them all, because the only way you can get OS X right now is by... buying a Mac or hacking it.
Here's an idea.
You save a lot more money if you say buy a $500 Dell and then run OS 10 on it. That you see, it's like, you know, what, $590 right there. And then if you...
Not everyone's going to care about quality.
They're not going to...
Here's an idea. What if Bootcamp is just a way to make the hardware sales go up before they release OS 10 for normal PCs?
How many people do you think in the world right now know that Macs can do that?
Very small percentage.
Other than people in the technology section of the New York Times.
Today, if somebody says, I have $2,000, I want to buy the best laptop there is, what are they going to say? There's no obvious choice. If the Mac becomes that obvious choice, that's what's going to happen. And the iBooks are going to, if they could push those iBooks out there soon and get it before the college kids go off to college and make it to an affordable price, I think that's what's going to happen. People are going to say, hey, this iBook can run both. It's beautiful. It's something we know we can trust. And they're going to buy that. Everybody wins. Perhaps not Bill Gates. Bill Gates is going to lose in the end.
The reason Bill Gates loses is because they make crappy software.
Perhaps, but now he has a competitor. Somebody has to get into that market. For now, it's Apple and their 4% sitting in a corner, not doing anything, and Linux users just being split up all over the world. Windows is the only option.
There's nothing wrong with the niche. But this is what Jobs said in the 1997 Macworld when he came back. He said, you have to dispel the belief that for Apple to win, Microsoft has to lose.
Yeah, I agree with that. But still, if it doesn't hurt you, Mac fanatics, that people, normal people like my mother, can buy a Mac and run Windows on it, or can buy a normal gray box and run OS 10 on it. You still have your OS 10 and still have your Macs.
No, I know, but then Apple. What happens when Apple stops being a hardware company and they start selling the software and then they stop selling hardware? Then we don't have
that. This would have happened 10 years ago. If Apple is a 30-year-old company, this would have happened earlier if they are a hardware company.
It did happen. I'm looking through the pages of the book, but Apple was losing money, and so Jobs just stopped it from happening.
One of the very reasons why OS X is so successful and works so well is that they make their hardware too. They know what to make it for. They know how to configure it properly. If it starts running on all these other computers, it's not going to run as well. People are going to have problems. It's going to be inconsistent. Yeah. It's going to be just like Windows is now.
But that's where they have to write the code as good as, better than Microsoft has done. So they should write the code so that it can scale to that amount of users.
I don't think they should. It's like you have an application, some type of thing, like you have a TV. It runs its little firmware thing. It runs it the way it's supposed to. You have a cell phone. It runs like it's supposed to. Very rarely does it freeze. It should be the same way with the hardware.
I'm not saying it's the idealistic choice. I'm just saying that's what the stockholders that have to make money will do, or will pressure Steve of doing.
You have to remember who these Apple people are. Apple was going in the shitter back in the mid 90s. They were almost going out of business. Mac people are different than who follow the company are different than Microsoft. Apple does not fit the mold. They should not, as they are now, they should not be a company having just how it runs. And you know, but the way they do it just works. You know, they have a very,
as long as they're a public company, that's what they have. That's what they are. They have to be more normal and
But they still don't.
They survive because they're not normal.
Yeah, look, the company is doing great right now. If the company was in the shitter, and the stockholders would get really upset. But now Steve Jobs is making the company better and better. The stock has split like twice.
Yeah, but what's making Apple better? Intel processors that can run Windows.
No.
Bootcamp that can run Windows. The stock went up 8.5%. That's what's pushing the Apple stock up.
The
iPods with USB, not FireWire. That's what's pushing the stock up.
When the people who had the shares, it split twice in the last thing with the iPod sales and other things like that. But do you think the people who are buying that, doesn't mean if it's going up, that means more people are interested in buying it. But it doesn't mean all the shareholders are going to want that. If Apple...
That's true. But the crowd wins. The most percentage of people that want something, that's they're always the winners.
I doubt right? that. I don't think that the Apple shareholders are as upset as Microsoft shareholders are right now. If I was a shareholder at Microsoft, I'd want to be an Apple shareholder, because Microsoft, their people who are running the company are idiots. Ballmer and them, whoever you know in charge of the company right now are doing a horrible job at it, having really setbacks in Vista. They're doing
I agree that there is problems at Microsoft, but you can't really compare the two because Microsoft is really a lot bigger. There are a lot more markets than Apple is.
All right, okay, but it doesn't matter. If you're one market, you have one huge product, and that's Windows. You have to release that. You know, Ford doesn't wait 5 years to release a new.
Yeah, but Ford doesn't release one car per fifth year. They release many cars a year, right?
So this is a model. They release a nuanced thing every year. Apple almost released about a 15-month release cycle. They release a new.
I agree with that. But how much does Tiger cost when you buy the update?
$120.
Yeah, and what do you think the 96% of Windows users would say if they had to pay $130 or $20 to stay afloat, keep in touch with the or keep up with the Windows progression? What every 2 years? $130 over a 5 year span, that's a lot more than
the
cost
is,
today.
But look, an upgrade from say Jaguar to Panther or Panther to Tiger is still more of a leap than it is from XP to Vista. Vista is they're taking all these WinFX things out and all these new key features out of it and just looking more like Service Pack 3.
I agree. Vista right now is really looking bad. Or, that's it's not right way to say it, but Vista has a really bad media image right now because of all the recent things that have happened. But I've tried it, I've tested it out, and it looks cool, and I think it's going to be a good product.
It looks cool, but how does it run? I've been using
it. I'm not saying it looks good. I'm saying the specs and the whole idea, the whole operating system looks like a good, solid operating system, and they have done a lot. Yes, a lot that OS X had like 4 years ago. But still, Windows
took them 5 years to do it.
Yeah, but there you have to multiply that up to the 96% of people using it. There are a lot more issues.
No one's using.
How hard is it for Windows to make a thing? Look, on a regular how is it that on a regular computer, an older computer, that Mac OS on slower hardware can run faster than Windows can run on that hardware? Or how can Linux run faster on the slower hardware than Windows can run on the hardware? If they have such a high market share, shouldn't they be having a much more efficient thing so they can have work with slower?
That might be true, but
not everybody has a new fast 64-bit computer.
Yeah, I agree. Realize that if Apple switch from a PowerPC processor to an Intel processor, that cuts off every application. People have to rewrite every application. Windows people can't do that. If Windows were to, for example, say that we're not going to have a registry anymore, we're not going to have a C drive anymore, do you realize the amount of applications that have to be rewritten and everything like that done? Apple can do stuff like that because they have that low percentage of users.
But see, this is what Apple does. They like with moving to PowerPC to Intel, they make an in-between, Rosetta, so you can still run that.
Still a hiccup.
OS 9... It's better than running a shitty operating system. OS 9 to 10, they had classic mode, and you can run classic mode in it. And so you can still run your classic apps from the old operating system.
Yeah, I agree, but that's still a compromise.
But then everybody moves over and technology evolves. Why the hell do you need to run VisiCalc on your freaking Windows computer and using a really archaic operating system like DOS?
I agree, but still, there are companies still running 98, 95 NT as their servers. And they have to line up next to the Vista machines and be able to run the same software.
It's 2006. They should have updated it. It's 11 years.
I agree. If they don't want to update, then Microsoft can have
the world works. People don't upgrade like that. If the stuff works, they'll keep it like that until it doesn't work.
If they don't want to upgrade, that's what Microsoft does. They force them to upgrade.
That's what Apple does when they release a new part of the operating system. If they release Leopard or Panther or Tiger, they force users to upgrade their software. Microsoft could do the same thing, but you have to really realize the amount of people that has to make that switch. compared to the amount of Apple users that had to make the switch to Panther. Or
wasn't it announced that Windows, after 2 years or whatever, so many months, they're going to stop Windows updates after Vista comes out, to force people to move up? Why would it be bad?
Totally. That's true. But so obviously, after that? 5 years, they're pushing people to move forward. But that's a 5 year span or 4 year span from XP. How long a PC lives, right?
So you don't need it. So what if you got it? But for Mac, you don't need to upgrade to Tiger. You can still use Panther, and some people. You can still use Jaguar, Puma, and all of them, and they all still.
Yeah, but does Rosetta run on Panther?
Well,
or does the new actually run?
You get Tiger with Intel Max built in.
You
would not. Good point.
You only need to run Rosetta on an Intel Mac.
Yeah. Okay, but the new apps, they're not written for Panther.
Yes, they
are. Written for the new, latest thing, right?
You can run all OS X apps on pretty much anyone, unless they're most of them have a specific.
Jürgen, most developers, they do version. The version behind, so that they'll do Tiger and have support for Panther.
Yeah,
and if you say you write a new app for now, if you can write an app that's universal on Tiger, and it also run on Panther.
Yeah, I agree, and I think the Apple transitions have been good from like Cocoa to Carbon or the other way. That's not the problem. The problem is that. You know, Windows can't make such dramatic switches, and I'm not saying that's the reason.
It's not bad. Why would Microsoft not want to do it? That means more money for them.
Yeah, but it still means a lot more people have to make the switch, and a lot more people aren't qualified to make the switch, or doesn't have enough money to make the switch.
That's the thing. Microsoft doesn't give them a reason to want to make the switch. They have to make good software for people to want to switch.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that cause until I see this finished, but right now it looks...
They're not adding anything. They're just taking things out.
They're not adding big things, and they're not doing a good marketing job, I completely agree, but I'm not going to argue that this is a bad product until I've tried it.
But look, how are you going to have, if you're going to have, if Windows, okay, this is, why wouldn't people want to upgrade anyway? If Vista is crap right now, I mean, XP is crap right now, like, it's not like they're going to get any crappier. Wouldn't you want your users to have the best they can have? And if they're still running, Windows 95, tough shit, get a new version.
That's true, but still, with this amount of this user base, and I keep repeating myself, this user base has a lot more...
You sound like a Microsoft employee, jeez.
Bullshit. See, that's the problem with Microsoft. They're so reluctant to break the compatibility with all of their previous stuff. That's holding them back.
I know, but...
They have to do something like...
Yeah, but realize how the stock would drop. How much do you think the stock would drop?
In the long run, they said,
we're going to stop supporting all printers, all cameras, everything. We're going to stop supporting. How much do you realize? That's like starting to
be different.
We might hurt the stock in the long run, but it's got to, you got to move along. I think the stockholders would want Microsoft to do something different, not freaking do, you don't need to run your CPM commands on your...
if they came out with a new operating system and they had some type of virtualization that you could run older apps on, like Windows 95 or Windows 98, the thing is, that would be meant for older hardware anyway, so even if it did run slower, it wouldn't matter.
But the thing that really bugs me is that, I said before, that Mac OS and Linux can run on much slower hardware and run, good, but when you're running Windows, it runs like shit.
Yeah, but realize that Linux is written for, it's not written for the top end of the machines, right? It's written more of a, and there's a million versions of Linux. But you can't really say that. Ubuntu runs best on every types of...
What about the Mac?
What about the Mac?
I'm saying it can run on slow hardware. I've run Panther on a 300 megahertz iMac, and it ran fine.
Yeah, but it's built for the iMac. It's not built for...
300 megahertz. It's still using clock.
Yeah, but it's not built. It's built for the OS. It's built for OS 10.
What are you talking? Okay, but
well, Linux, don't all those computers have little stickers on it that say built for Windows, whatever?
Look, yeah. So look.
Yeah, but it's not built for. If we build I'm starting to sound like a Microsoft boy. If Microsoft build a application for the current operating system, they can't support every OS and every machine, every hardware. Previous to that,
but their code isn't so inefficient. It should run if their code was so great. It doesn't matter if they're supporting it. If their code was so great, it would just run perfectly on the system. On the thing, because Linux does not matter. Even if you run just straight from the live CD, it's going to run faster than the thing is.
Yeah, but can you say that Ubuntu runs perfectly on every type of hardware? Better than Windows and any type of hardware.
It runs pretty. It runs.
You can say that Ubuntu runs best on slow hardware, and that OpenSUSE runs best on fast hardware, and million different types of Linux is product. Linux is a million products.
Okay, the kernel of Linux runs much faster than the Windows kernel. That's what's most the thing that's on it. You just pop those things on. If you think the kernel, which is Linux, that's even if and when you put on the graphic user interface and everything, it runs much faster than on Windows. And Mac OS X, which is running BSD with the Aqua user interface, can run faster on slower hardware, on PowerPC hardware, which is even slower, might be even slower than the x86 system. Not even if it's built for it, it's still using.
Now I'm going to throw a completely cheap argument and say that Windows is more powerful than Linux.
Yeah, right.
It is more powerful.
Powerful, what? Because it uses more CPU.
It has more support, it has more capabilities than a Linux PC has.
What do you mean powerful?
I'm saying it can do more stuff.
I think powerful would be more. You can do a lot more calculations and more. When you write apps for it, you can do a lot more things.
Okay, it's more quicker. It's a broader operating system with more support for more applications and more types of workflows.
That's not Linux's fault. That's the developers. Whoever chooses
True, but that doesn't hurt. That doesn't change that Microsoft has to write a operating system for those types of users. And okay, it's beautiful that Linux runs fast on that slow hardware.
And great.
And Mac, but still, Mac OS 9.8.7, they're written for Mac PCs.
Okay, but
they're not written for a combination of a main board and a graphics card and any type of hardware out there. They're written for a completely one PC, right?
No, but they have to run on iBook, iMac, PowerBook.
Yeah, but it's the same parts, just scaled down enough.
Same with when you look at PC hardware, it's a lot of the same stuff. They're still using the same standards. It might be
but it's an Intel processor. It's an AMD processor.
There are still processor or whatever that they're still using the same architecture. They're still using the same exact how the bits are handled, of the address bus. Everything is what we're going to be doing.
There are a lot more issues with a lot more hardware than there are.
The code is inefficient. It's shit.
Guys, I agree. Many Microsoft products are worth.
You're going through the same points.
I know.
Yeah.
You've been arguing the same thing and screaming at each other for the past like 20 minutes.
That's beautiful.
Okay, we get the point. We know Microsoft writes really bad code. That is the moral of this story.
I'm not going to argue. I'm going to link this to Scoble, and I'm going to.
Microsoft writes bad code.
I need Cory. I need Cory, man.
And that is our argument. That is what, and I think you even agree with that. They don't do a very good job of that. Do you honestly think they couldn't do better?
I think they could do better, but okay. I'm just gonna say this, and Microsoft is a bigger company. They have a lot more balls in the air. They have the Xbox. They have the mobile parts. They have a lot more developers. True, completely true. But they have a lot more to worry about than Apple or Steve Jobs standing up on the stage and basically saying all the Apple apps that Apple create on two hands. He's saying like iLife, he's saying that and that and that. They don't really have the amount of balls in the air. I'm gonna keep saying balls here.
Yeah, why are you saying balls?
No, they don't have the same waist that Microsoft have. And I'm just saying that...
juggling metaphor we're talking about here, right?
Yeah, well, not okay, that's disgusting. Okay, so I'm having problems facing the fact that 60,000 Microsoft employees write bad code. It's not true.
Well, I'll say this: Microsoft hires bad employees. All the good ones work at Google now.
I can't agree. I hate Google products. Well, okay, all the good programmers work at Google. All the good designers don't work at Google.
Yeah, I don't really mean if you know anyone you know if you work for Microsoft or know anyone who works at Microsoft. I'm just joking. Believe me, but for Windows being out,
yeah, I think the biggest problem is the marketing.
I think the coding, it's just so damn slow.
Yeah, it might be slow, but that depends on how you run it, and also you have to bring in the fact.
Well, if I'm not running a Sony computer, I guess I'm out of luck. I need to upgrade my system.
I tried installing Vista on my computer. It's not bad. It's got a GeForce 5500. It's got a gig of RAM. It's got like a 1.7 gigahertz processor. It was so slow. I find that ridiculous. I know that's just the beta, but
okay. Wait a couple of months. Run OS 10 on it and see how it works.
Oh, funny, that's a great one.
Ran OS 10 on almost the exact same computer, and it ran very well.
No, because you can't run OS 10 on normal.
Yes,
computers.
Technically you can.
Yeah, but officially you can't.
Officially you can't be running Vista right now. So
yeah.
Yeah, you sure can if you have MSDN.
Not whatever.
Okay, we're arguing the same stuff all over again.
End it right here. This is our big argument of the week.
And I just want to say overall, I agree. Apple does make tremendous products. Oh. I'm so waiting to buy a Mac. I've been waiting for months.
Corey made a good point, I must say. He said that Jeff's previous statement would make Scoble a bad employee.
Ted, I'm not...
Oh, I'm so gonna quote you on that one.
He doesn't. he's a programmer for Microsoft.
He's not really a programmer anymore.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I believe you did say all employees
for their market share and their big their.
Okay, I'm gonna throw you a ball and say.
What's in your balls tonight? Jeez.
Okay, dude, I don't know what's.
Throw me a bone,
okay.
All right? A bone.
Okay, I'm gonna throw you a bone and say that every Apple keynote that Steve brings up, Ross Ho, and that she argues and big marketing and all that, it's the most boring part of the entire show.
It's Microsoft. What do you expect?
Yeah, I agree. That's marketing, like I said.
They're a bunch of suits.
Marketing. They are a bunch of suits. They're becoming IBM.
They are IBM.
They're becoming IBM. I'm not going to say they are IBM.
IBM
they don't sing company songs.
IBM is a better company than Microsoft is now. IBM at least supports Linux, and they put a lot of money into Linux a year, like $1 billion.
And because they don't have their own option, and Microsoft puts a lot of money into Linux, you can't say...
Yeah, they put a lot of money into it so they can get bad marketing against Linux.
No, they have Linux departments. They have Linux developers that write for Linux.
God help us if any of their code gets into any of the Linux things. Dear God.
Did you hear that one on the Macworld, the tweet after Macworld when that guy, I can't remember his name, but he said that the Apple, when you run an Intel Mac, the Apple logo just flashes in your face and you can't even really catch that it was there. And then he says that if you just have to install Microsoft Office on it, and then it'll be back to the same. It'll be back to normal.
Yeah, that was David Pogue. I remember that.
Yeah, David Pogue. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, all right, let's.
I should so be asleep. I'm going to play racquetball tomorrow morning. Oh my God.
Oh, well, quickly, when do you go to the gathering? Tuesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, Tuesday night. But I'm there Wednesday. So.
So definitely, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing any videos from that.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Report back. What day do you get back?
I get Sunday.
All right.
Yeah. Did any of you see Ice Age 2?
Not yet.
No, I have better.
I guess it.
I have better things to do with my
time. Oh, Corey.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't see it.
Yeah, Corey was piping in. He gave me three messages. He said he did.
I wasn't planning on saying it.
It was okay.
Corey, did you take your girlfriend to that movie?
Let's see what his response is.
She probably looks like a caveman. Okay, I couldn't tell. Oh, that's a cave. I thought the caveman.
There's this Norwegian guy that did, I actually heard the Norwegian version. I was pretty. They're funny voices, but I don't. The story wasn't really that. The first one was awesome.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was okay.
I didn't think it was great. John Leguizamo. I can't take his voice for much longer.
It makes some great thing to watch on a HDTV though.
Yeah, the Ice Age 2 is made completely HD.
Yeah,
but
oh my god!
Who says Ice Age 2 was okay?
The Masters.
Yeah,
personal opinion.
I went to the movies and I saw Ice Age 2 and I wanted to cry. Mm. The screen was split up into parts, so you could see the line where they had taped it back together, and the edges were black, and the whole thing was oh my god! I can't wait for digital cinema. God damn it!
There's a digital cinema near us in Princeton, I think.
There's coming in May. There's coming a. They're putting a HD projector in the theater near us. Yeah. I just like watching it at home. It's so much better.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of movies I got lined up, but I actually watched The Masters today in HD, and that golf looks amazing. The best I've seen.
Golf is boring.
It looks amazing on HD. None of the golf things are ever done in HD. This is the first one I ever saw.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I thought you said that none of them were done in HD.
Yeah, but this by The Masters, you know, I expected it would be, and it looked amazing. Stunning.
Did you ever watch Saw in HD? Did you ever finish that?
Not yet. I'm going to watch Casino Royale. But
even my 10x7 projector HD is so much more awesome than normal stuff.
All right, well, let's put this puppy to rest.
Yes.
It's been a good competition. I got to drink some about this Windows.
I'm totally going to send this to Scoble. It's going to be great.
I got to drink some water. My throat is hurting from yelling.
I'm so going to be the next Microsoft MVP.
Corey says we should put these balls to rest.
I keep saying balls.
I guess this was good. We had a pretty eventful podcast that was with lots of yelling and screaming.
I'm going to switch to British action and say bollocks next time.
Yeah, you can work for Microsoft. You can probably get a job when they go under.
Yeah, software.
You can move to Washington State. There's a lot of action up there. You got a bunch of
trees. That's probably the same weather that we have.
You got a lot of trees and a lot of rain.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
And a lot of stuff.
No worries.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and goodbye.